The show is live and local. It's your connection to local music and more. And tonight at 7 o'clock at the Champaign Public Library is going to be a group called the Honey Dewdrops. They are a duo, and they are with us live in the studio to give us a bit of a preview of that program. It's a part of the In Concert at CPL series. And I hope you'll stick around. It promises to be quite a pleasant hour. It's live and local. I'm Kevin Kelly.
Night grows still. Oh, will you take
That was a group called Steel Wheels and the song simply called Valley here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. They were at the Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center not that long ago, and they played for us live in our studio on the show. And I just learned before coming into the studio not very many minutes ago that our next guests happen to know these guys. And as one of them put it, they live just over the mountain in Virginia. And our guests today are called the Honey Dewdrops. They are going to be playing at the Champaign Public Library tonight at 7 o'clock. They are Laura Wortman and Kagi Parrish. And as it says here, they make their home in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. And I always want to say West Virginia, but it's Charlottesville, Virginia. Does the Blue Ridge Mountains also go into West Virginia?
No, I think they're just in Virginia and North Carolina, right?
Yeah.
It's the Appalachian Mountains that kind of span.
Yeah,
Well, that's the whole big range.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So sort of the eastern, in Virginia, there's the Shenandoah Valley, and on the east side of that, I guess, would be the Blue Ridge Mountains. On the west side, are they the Allegheny Mountains over there?
Mm-hmm.
Something
mm-hmm.
like that.
I get them all mixed up because I'm from southern Pennsylvania, south central
okay.
Pennsylvania, which is in the Cumberland Valley, mm-hmm. right in the midst of mm-hmm. the Appalachians. We always say Appalachians. What do you say?
I was corrected one time by a West Virginia mountain woman, and I was told Appalachian.
Yeah, but you're from – are you from Virginia?
Mm-hmm.
And you say Appalachian there.
I guess I said Appalachian, but my parents are from New York, so.
Well, I guess
corrected.
It depends which part of the mountains they're from, because it goes all the way up and down the east. So
mm-hmm.
I say Appalachian, and I stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
Except when we're talking about certain parts of it, then we say Appalachia. But that's a whole something else. Well, anyway, thank you very much for coming in on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Good to be here.
And I'm looking forward to hearing you because Mike Pritchard, our sound engineer, he always gets to hear our guests first outside of whatever exploration I did online beforehand. If it's not a group I've heard before,
mm-hmm.
and so he always reports, what I'm in for. And he said these guys are good,
aww.
So I'm really looking forward. Now the setup is there. You're going to have to produce here, folks. So Kagi, are you also from Virginia?
I grew up in Richmond, Virginia, born and bred there. And Laura grew up in Charlottesville, and we make our home now in Charlottesville.
That's where. What's the name of the town where the University of North Carolina is? Is that also
Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill.
Mm-hmm.
But it's University of Virginia is in Charlottesville.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm.
I'm getting my university. I'm getting everything mixed up here. I guess I'm going to go have to make another Eastern tour at some point because I haven't done that since I was a kid. We used to go down and, every summer we'd vacation somewhere, mm-hmm. usually in the Appalachians, and
mm-hmm.
and at some point we're in the Blue Ridge Mountains. Are they actually blue?
They do look blue.
Yeah,
they do look blue from the distance.
Mm-hmm.
More than other ranges?
Yeah, maybe.
That's
debatable.
Yeah, somebody's fanciful imagination.
There is a kind of a blue hue as you're approaching them from either side. I think it's generally true. And it might have something to do with the trees, because if you travel out west like Colorado, they don't look blue. And I think one of the reasons they don't look blue out there is because they have different kinds of trees. They have these evergreen trees that are all over the mountains there, and they just have a different sort of thing about them.
They're rockier out there, too.
Mm, they generally rockier, yeah.
Well, they say, people in the Rockies make fun of the Appalachians because they're such dinky mountains, but then people in the Appalachians their retort can be, well, that's because ours are a whole lot older than yours are.
And they used to be taller than the Rockies. This just over time, erosion has caused them to get smaller, over a big span of time. But the Blue Ridge Mountains and the Appalachians, because they're so old, they did used to be.
There you go. See, we've got those Rocky Mountains really taken care of. So how do the mountains and the fact that you live in the mountains affect your music?
Well, there's a lot of great old time and old bluegrass and old country music that comes from that area. As it does from many areas, but we feel like the music from home really is important to us. And it's a big influence on us, that old time and bluegrassy type stuff. And so it affects our writing and our singing. It affects our the way we play our instruments.
Does it affect the things you write about?
Mm-hmm. It does. Yeah, it does. In fact, we'll do a song this morning or this afternoon.
Yeah, we're in the afternoon.
Yeah, just barely. We'll do a song a little bit later on called The Hills of My Home, which is about the topic of mountaintop removal, which we see down in southwest Virginia and Kentucky.
Oh, man, that's astounding.
In West Virginia. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, our music is affected by, you know, the mountains and the people that live there and the kind of things that are going on in the area.
Well, let's have you give us a sample. What
Great.
Have you got up first?
We're going to start off with a song called Bluest Blue Eyes, and it's the chorus goes, so long, trouble, so long. And we feel like that's a good way to start things off.
As the Honey Dew Drops here on Live and Local, they're going to be at the Champaign Public Library tonight at 7 o'clock.
1, 2, 3, 4. He turned me down and he treated me mean. So long, trouble, so long. So long, trouble, so long. I sit at the bar and I hear sad songs, and I sing them soft until all my trouble's gone. Don't pretend like I have any choice when I'm whispering with poor boys in a worn out voice. So long, trouble, so long. So long, trouble, so long. So long, trouble, so long. So long, trouble, so long.
Came to me like a mountain rain running down these hills.
Calling back, hey honey babe, I can hear him steal. So long, trouble, so long. So long, trouble, so long.
Laura Wortman and Kagi Parrish, who are the Honey Dew Drops here on Live and Local. They're playing for us live in our studio, and they're going to be in concert at Champaign Public Library tonight at 7 o'clock. We'll get a bit of a preview here. Not going to give away the whole show. Otherwise, there'd be no reason for you to go out and hear them tonight, unless you just wanted to hear them again. So we'll make sure that you have both opportunities here on the show today. You know, I'm looking. I thought I read this somewhere, and I'm looking to see if I didn't miss something, but I'm assuming you all are a couple.
We are, yes, we're married.
Yeah, okay. And did your musical collaboration precede the romantic one, or were they concurrent, or came after, or what?
Yeah, well, we actually met in college. We went to two different schools in the same tiny little town in Virginia called Farmville. There were two colleges in this small town. Both small liberal arts schools. Keggy went to Hampton-Sydney College, which is one of the last remaining all-guy colleges in the country.
Is it still?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know there was such a thing anymore.
Yeah, about 1,000 boys who turned him in after they graduate. And I went to a small school called Longwood University. And,
was that an all-girls school?
It used to be. It's co-ed now.
I think it turned in the 70s.
Yeah. But we met through mutual friends, and our friends put together sort of this one-night cover band for a party, and I was asked to sing, and Keggy was playing guitar. So we initially met through rock music, and then later figuring out that we had mutual interests in folk and roots music, we were going to try and put together a bluegrass band, but it turned out that the three people that were going to be in the band only played guitar, so that wasn't going to work out. And so it quickly became a duo with just two guitars. So that's how we met.
So there were going to be three other people plus you two?
Yeah, we invited a bunch of people over to, you know, have a practice and get started, and nobody else showed up except for us. So we started doing duets that day, and we didn't look back.
But what's the matter with five guitars, though, if you had all gotten together?
Guitar Army.
Yeah. that would be your name right there.
Guitar Army.
There's a group around here. I think they might even be playing tomorrow night in at Kickapoo State Park called the Big Creek Guitar Band.
Oh, really?
I'm not sure what kind of music they do, but I think it might be more on the rock and roll thing. I've always thought we should have a banjo band in here.
Ooh.
Either you play banjo?
I do.
Or plays banjo, yeah.
Did you bring it with you?
I didn't. No? I wanted to save it for tonight. And
oh, well, okay.
Tuning
good.
It can take up the whole show.
Well, that would be boring, just to be perfectly frank with you there.
Yeah.
I know, Keggy, you've got a mandolin, so we'll be hearing that a little bit later on. And so how long did it take for the romance to blossom? You don't have to answer all this.
No, not that long. I think we got together for that night of practice when nobody else showed up, and I think went out to dinner, and then the sparks flew after that as we learned that we had more than just a mutual interest in the same kind of music. So it wasn't that long until we got together, I guess.
And the sparks are still flying. I mean, our radio audience can't see that, but let me tell you, folks, they're just all over the place here. Musically speaking, definitely so. I hope you don't mind a little bit of analysis here. I'm a choral director as well as an orchestra director, and I'm always on to my choir about pure vowels and usually avoid diphthongs. But if you're going to do diphthongs, then do them in a very organized way. And you're really agreed on how you sing your vowels. Do you talk about that?
Yeah,
we do. I don't know. I guess as we've gotten into, learning how to sing harmony, we've taken a lot of the folks that we love to listen to, from duets to, you know, larger ensembles, and sort of looked at, well, how do they get that certain sound? How do they do that thing? And I think the sound that we're most interested in is that really tight harmony. And we kind of feel like that's a Southern Mountain sort of sound. Comes from that older tradition of a couple people singing together, and it's hard to tell who's doing exactly what because the sound is so close and tight, and it blends into this one, you know, big, beautiful sound. And that's kind of what we're going for because we like that thing a whole lot. So we do try to work out, you know, syllables, make sure everybody's on the same page about, you know, how the words are going and how each vowel and each consonant is sung. And it's something that we're still working on, but we have a lot of fun doing that kind of thing and trying to learn how to, blend two voices to make one bigger sound.
And it makes a difference what you do with vowels and what you do with vibrato or lack of it. Mm-hmm. And the word still, for example, you obviously decided somewhere along the line we're going to say it in sort of the old-time bluegrass way, which is rhyming with S-T-E-E-L, like
that's
the
right,
steel
yeah.
wheels. But, you know, you got to agree on that, because if one of you sang still and the other one sang steel, then it's not going to work out very well.
Wouldn't go so well.
Yeah. Definitely wouldn't be in tune.
No.
But it sure was.
Well, thanks for picking up on that.
Oh yeah, that's my job. I'm crossing over jobs here. That's my other job, is to pay attention to things like that. What do you have for us next?
Well, I think we're going to do this song that we were talking about before, a song about mountaintop removal. Last summer, we were on a tour out in Colorado for the first time, and we're just amazed by the beauty of the mountains out there. Like we were saying before, a very different thing from what you see on the East Coast, but just a beautiful place to be, beautiful place to drive a car around day after day. And we kind of got used to turning a corner and driving down these valleys and seeing something that was totally new and different, but just beautiful. And one day we turned a corner and we came upon a coal mining town, which was pretty unexpected. We hadn't really expected to see that out west. It really took us home. We really thought, wow, this reminds us a lot of, southwestern Virginia. This is what we see there. And it's funny, sometimes you have to leave that familiar thing and see it somewhere else to really see it for what it is. And it kind of inspired us to start thinking about mountaintop removal and write this song about it. So this is what came out of it. It's called Hills of My Home.
Actually, Keggy, let me, before you sing the song, I'm going to guess that we've got listeners who have no idea what mountaintop removal is.
Mountaintop removal is it's basically coal companies come in to mountainous regions where there's coal underneath the mountains, and they do whatever they need to do in order to get to that coal underneath. Sometimes it involves blowing up the mountain. Sometimes it involves just digging into the sides of it. Usually the result is the destruction of mountains. And we all know that with the destruction of mountains is the destruction of ecosystems, and that severely negatively affects people's lives. So that's mountaintop removal. And there's a number of organizations that are out there trying to raise awareness of the issue, trying to gain support so that they can, let their elected officials know how they feel about it. It's a tough subject because, a lot of the economies in places where the coal mining is going on is severely based around taking the coal out. So people subsist on their jobs of going into these mountains and digging the coal. So it's a polarizing kind of a thing. There's two sides of the story. But we actually, one of our favorite sort of southern writers and thinkers and poets is Wendell Berry. And he had some really interesting things to say about that issue. And his number one thing was, first of all, you're destroying the ecosystem, which is destroying the planet, which we need to survive. So if you take that away, what are we going to do without it? The other thing was, if you sell this product, you sell the coal, you sell the mountain once, it's gone forever. So how can you base a long-term economy off of selling this thing once? Which we thought was kind of interesting. So the song kind of came out of that.
Honey Dewdrops on Live and Local.
Of my home, I see so clearly, running from down south and way up north, committed now to my memory. Hills of my home ain't there no more. Sat atop the mountain, what they did, we allowed them to do. We closed our eyes all the while, till there was nothing left in our view. Did we care for what we given us? Are we better off than before? How long can this crop sustain us? In the end, where will we have to turn? Thank you.
soul and the streams above the cornfields. Put her scar now upon a broken land. Did we care for what was given us? Are we better off than before?
Honeydew Drops here on Live and Local. Laura Wortman and Keke Parrish from Virginia, and singing a song about mountaintop removal. It's heartbreaking even to think about.
Yeah,
I mean, the
sure
first time
is.
I heard about this, I don't know, must have been within the last 5 years, and I just could not even fathom, first of all, that people would do this, and second of all, that anybody could begin under any reasonable logic to justify.
Yeah,
it's just unbelievable. I mean,
it's hard to believe, but it's out there and it's happening and it continues to happen. And they, you know, they'll develop new slogans like it's clean coal and it's good for our economy and everything like that. And it just, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, and it's happening in many more places now than ever before. Not just
we actually heard that there's some mountaintop removal going on in southern Indiana. Mm-hmm. We didn't realize it was happening out there, but we met some folks about a month ago in that area, and they were saying, "Yeah, we see this. It's happening with us too." So
what you said, there's some organizations that are trying to advocate and mm-hmm. raise awareness, because mm-hmm. you know, part of one of the comments in your song was, we've let it happen. Mm-hmm. And if it continues to happen, people just say, yeah, it's happening here. Mm-hmm. Isn't it a shame? And leave it at that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. there's some good groups out there.
Appalachian Voices and the I Heart Mountains organizations, which they have several groups up and down the East Coast. I know in Kentucky and West Virginia and Virginia and North Carolina. And, you know, they're doing all kinds of things, from sit-ins at the governor's office to, you know, concerts raising money for awareness of mountaintop removal and, you know, just trying to get more voices heard on the subject. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, I think just in February we happened to be in Kentucky playing a number of shows, and they had a whole week that was I Love Mountains Week. And during that week, I think they had over 1,000 people sit in the governor's office until he agreed to come out and talk to them
and visit some of the sites.
Yeah, visit some of the sites to see, you know, firsthand what it's doing to the land and the local communities.
And they did it in Virginia recently. We've been gone for about a month and a few weeks, but they've been doing it all over different states, having these sit-ins in the governor's office.
Mm-hmm. Do you know if there's any organizations that are either advocating for, providing education for, trying to provide opportunities for different types of employment, since ultimately that's mm-hmm. that's the root of the problem, is that people say, well, we've, you know, my family for generations has made our money raising, you know, digging coal, or that's what our local economy is based on, and so on. Well, mm-hmm. everybody's got to change jobs sometime, and that's mm-hmm. easy for us to say, but
right.
Is there anything happening to, you know, try to help out from that end?
I think that is part of some of these groups, like you said, Appalachian Voices. I think they're trying to, you know, give some alternatives to how we can, you know, look at transitioning from that long heritage of working for the coal company to doing something else. But that's a tough one because a lot of these towns, that's what it is. And if the coal company wasn't there, there really wouldn't be a town there. So that transition is going to be a tough one, but it's definitely something that needs to be addressed, and you know, the opportunities need to be available to folks who live in those places to do something else. But that's why it's such a tough topic. There's not a clear solution to that problem right now, and it's most likely, you know, a long, slow transition to finding, you know, a new job. For, you know, and as well as finding, you know, different sources of energy,
which is where education comes into play,
certainly,
which is why education is the last place anybody should ever take money from.
Mm-hmm. One would think,
because ultimately that could solve just about everything if you sort of prioritize things. Well, WYLO's programs today are made possible by Eastern Rug Gallery, offering over 1,000 area rugs, hand-knotted, hand-tufted, and power-loomed. Eastern Rug Gallery also offers a professional cleaning and repair service for Oriental and other fine rugs, 1402 South Neal Street in Champaign. It's live and local on FM 90.9. The Honey Dew Drops are going to be in concert at the Champaign Public Library tonight at 7 o'clock. You can get more information on them by going to thehoneydewdrops.com. You can get more information on the Champaign Public Library and its concert series at champaign.org. And how did you get the name, or how did you decide on the name, The Honey Dew Drops?
We'd been going by our two names, Laura Wortman and Keggy Parrish, for a while, and that really doesn't roll off the tongue so well. So we thought, you know, it'd be nice to have a name. And I think we just happened upon you know, the word honeydew. We thought, well, that's kind of nice. Sort of makes sense because we're a couple, too.
Does that mean that you have a honeydew list?
Yes, it does.
Spelled differently?
Spelled slightly differently, but sounds the same. So there's that thing. And we wanted to have some kind of tie to you know, the older music, the old kind of southern music from the hills. And one of our favorite guys to listen to is Uncle Dave Macon, who was probably in the 30s and 40s, given the nickname the Dixie Dewdrop. And we thought, well, that's kind of nice. So we just stuck the two together, the Honey Dewdrops. We also used to live in Scottsville, Virginia, which is home of the world-famous Dewdrop Inn, which is where John Boy would come down off the mountain.
John Boy Walton.
Yeah, come down off the mountain and go have a good time. And so there is that kind of connection too. So just
I don't remember that aspect of the Waltons.
Yeah, yeah. Walton Mountain is right there. I guess it's about 20 or so miles south of Charlottesville.
So there actually is a Walton Mountain.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's a museum. You can go check it out.
Museum and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was it named after the show, or the show took place in Walton Mountain?
That's a good question. I don't know.
All right, folks, start Googling now,
right.
And somebody call and let us know. I don't have a means for you to call and let us know, so you can call me later if you want. Keggy, I mean, another reason to not to change your name is somebody will do like I did and see your name, which is spelled
right.
K-A-G-E-Y. And the first thing I came up with was KG.
Sure.
Logical enough, I suppose. But you told me before that's your given name.
That's my given
short
name.
Short for anything.
Yep.
Is that a family name?
It's a family name. My dad and I share the same name. He got it because his parents had a good friend whose last name was Keggy. And to honor him, they gave it to my dad, and he gave it to me. So he goes by our first name, which is Richard. But my mom and him decided that I should be Keggy. So I've always been Keggy.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not too many of you in the world, and there's
not
a whole lot
many.
Of Richards.
Yeah. A lot of Richards.
That's true.
Makes you more distinctive.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're plenty distinctive on your own, but
thank you.
So now you got your mandolin out.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to do a couple mandolin songs, I think. And this first one is one we wrote called Nobody in This World.
Used to sleep good at night
Honey Dew Drops here on Live and Local, straight from the Blue Ridge Mountains of Charlottesville, Virginia, near Charlottesville, Virginia. You live in Charlottesville.
We live in Charlottesville, right.
And they're going to be at the Champaign Public Library performing tonight at 7 o'clock. And I keep thinking every time I see your name that you ought to have a line of throat drops named after you or something.
We've
like
thought
that.
About a few things. Yeah. For merchandising for the honeydew drops, cough drops would be great. We had honeydew pops. A friend of ours made some popsicles in honor of our name.
Lollipops.
Yes. Lollipops. And they had honey in them.
So do you have any of merchandise like of any kind?
We did have some T-shirts, some organic cotton T-shirts that some friends of ours made in Charlottesville. We've done tote bags. I think we're open to more suggestions at this
point. Yeah, we're sort of at the end of a long run right now. We've been on the road for about 6 weeks, and we get home on Sunday, and we're sort of at the end of the merch.
Oh, so this really is. This is the last – oh, no, today's – I'm thinking you're singing there on Sunday. Today's Thursday.
Yeah, we've got a gig Thursday here and then Saturday in Goshen, Indiana. And then Sunday we'll head back home.
Sunday you're ahead. Yeah. And you're in the car?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I was going to say you're on foot, but
that would be only across the country.
That would be only if it was the Flintstone Mobile or something like that. I wanted to ask you a little bit before you do your next song, your next mandolin song, about this talent contest that you won on a Prairie Home Companion a few years ago. You know, I've heard those. Of course, we broadcast that show here on WILL, and so I'm sure that anybody who heard that show has heard you before, whether they remember or not. What's the process of doing that talent contest?
At the time, it was send in a CD or tape or a link to your website or MySpace page, and we were still full-time teachers during that time. It was in 2008. So both Keggy and I grew up listening to the show, and when we could tune in, we did, and we just happened to be listening one day and didn't really know about their talent shows. I guess we just never heard those broadcasts, and we had a couple songs and a MySpace page, and, you know, it was free to enter, so we were just like, what do we have to lose? And, you know, promptly forgot about it and got a phone call, I think, about a month later, and we were flown to St. Paul and played on the program along with five other acts that they had picked out of like 1,000 entries.
And then they pick a winner from that show?
Yes, it was made into a competition at the show, and it was based on audience votes, listening and at the theater. And they had a first, second, third place, and then like a, you know, you were a nice person to work with prize. And yeah, so it was an amazing experience.
And you won.
We did. Mm-hmm.
And do you know in the earlier rounds or the round that got you there, what Garrison Keillor's role is in that? I mean, does he have an active role in choosing the groups? Do you have any idea?
I don't think so. I think his cast and his crew mostly has a hand in who they pick. And then I'm pretty sure when it comes down to, like, really early on, we were told that everybody was handed a CD or a link or something. So everybody had to listen to like 10 or 20 acts and then narrow it down from there. And then I think they all got together and picked another bunch, and we didn't really even know. I think they had narrowed it down to 30 acts out of 1,000 and had posted it on their website. We didn't even know about that. And then from there, they picked the six people that were going to be on the show. So I don't know that Garrison maybe played a role until the final acts were picked.
Well, it's always a fun show to listen to. I haven't heard one for a long time. They used to call it Talents from Towns Under. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was it 10,000?
2,000.
2,000.
Yeah, they've done a bunch of different themes. Yeah, so Towns from Under 2,000, and ours was Talented 20-somethings. They've done duets.
They've done people between 12 and 20, so young mm-hmm. people.
Mm-hmm.
So,
always things that start with a T, sounds like.
Yeah.
Got to do that alliteration thing. It's Live and Local here on FM 90.9. Our show's made possible in part by Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. Featuring the powerful fervor of tenor Ben Heppner on Thursday, April 28th at 7:30 p.m. More information is at krannertcenter.com. And I did just learn, I guess 2 days ago, that I'm going to be doing an interview with Ben Heppner. So we'll be having him on the show next week on Live and Local. So y'all can look forward to that. What's your next mandolin tune?
We're going to switch it up here and play a song that we didn't write, a song that Laura and I have had in common for a long time. And we won't say it. Say anything else about it.
You're saying we might know this one?
You might know it.
All right.
We're going to show our rock roots.
Okay, all right.
This song is...
Should I get my drums out?
Rockway. No. It's a rock ballad.
Oh, all right.
One, two, three, four...
Are flowing out like endless rain. wildly as they slip their way across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing me. Jai Guru Deva Om. Nothing's gonna change my world. 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 Images of broken light which dance before me like a million eyes. They call me on and on across the universe. Thoughts meander like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they across the universe. Jai Guru Deva Om. Nothing's gonna change my world. 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 Sounds of laughter, shades of light are ringing through my open ears, inciting and inviting. Limitless, undying love which shines around me like a million suns and calls me on and on across the universe. Jai Guru Deva Om. Nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change my world. Jai Guru Deva. Jai.
Okay, now I'm going to display both my lack of rock roots and my lack of ability to sometimes distinguish words. What's the name of that song?
It's called Across the Universe, It's by the Beatles.
And that's Beatles. How about that? Okay. And what was the last words you said?
It's Jai Guru Deva. And
I don't feel too bad then.
No. It's... it's a salutation to a guru in Hindi.
Oh, well, then, okay.
Don't
I feel
so bad.
So much.
You mean you don't know about that?
No, I don't know about that.
How do you, how do you introduce yourself to your guru?
I'm speechless. I don't know. Maybe I just am rude and I never have. I don't know.
You've never heard that song, though.
No, I haven't. I don't think so. There's a lot of Beatles songs I haven't heard. I mean, I've occasionally...
There's a lot of Beatles songs.
There's a lot of Beatles songs, that's right. And I'm sorry to say, I have one Beatles album. That is all. And it's on LP, and it's Abbey Road. And I think I got it as one of those European imports that cost me a lot of money.
That's a good one to have, though.
Okay, that's what I'm told,
This one was on Let It Be, I think.
I definitely don't have that one. Mm-hmm. Well, let me take a break from talking with and listening to the Honey Dewdrops here. They're going to be at the Champaign Public Library tonight. You can go out, see and hear them live at 7 o'clock to tell you about some of the other things in our listening area that you can go out, see and hear live. In Clinton tonight, also at 7 o'clock at the Vespasian Warner Public Library, there's a program called Civil War Diary. It's a combination of having an old Civil War diary read with some music that is behind it. It's called Cambric Garden Presents Civil War Diary, tonight at 7 in Clinton. The Monica Herzig Trio are at the Iron Post in downtown Urbana tonight at 5 o'clock. Other things at the Iron Post at 7 o'clock tonight, the University of Illinois jazz vocalists, who we'll have on our show next Tuesday, by the way. And tomorrow at the Iron Post, Mikhail Templeton's quintet playing jazz is going to be there at 5 o'clock. Elsewhere tonight at 6 o'clock in Champaign, the Kevin Turner Quartet plays jazz at Butita's. Cornmeal, bluegrass band we had in our show yesterday, are going to be at the Canopy Club in Urbana. Doors opening at 8 and the earlier bands starting at 9 o'clock. University of Illinois Wind Orchestra and Brass Band are at the Krannert Center in Urbana tonight at 7:30. It's Studio Dance 2, put on by the U of I Department of Dance at the Krannert Center tonight at 7:30, and then tomorrow and Saturday at 7 and 9 o'clock. There's a group whose name I'm not sure how to pronounce. I think it's Dutch. Musikerend Gezelschap, or something like that. It's a classical trio. They're going to be on the Krannert Uncorked program tonight at 5 o'clock at the Krannert Center. Champaign-Urbana Theater Company opens its production of Stephen Sondheim's Into the Woods, being held at Parkland Theater in Champaign tonight and tomorrow and Saturday at 7:30, with a Sunday matinee at 2:30. And confirming that the Big Creek Guitar Band will be at the Kickapoo Landing in Oakwood tomorrow night at 5:30. Donnie Heitler plays jazz piano. Darden Purcell, jazz vocalist. They're going to be at Silver Creek Restaurant tomorrow evening in Urbana. That's at 5:30. University of Illinois Steel Band is at the Krannert Center tomorrow evening at 7:30. And a couple events at Illinois State University in Bloomington. Tonight at 8 o'clock, it's the ISU Symphony Orchestra at the Center for the Performing Arts there. And the Jazz Ensemble gives a concert at the Center for the Performing Arts tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. And on Saturday, University of Illinois Trombone Choir is at the Krannert Center at 7:30. And the Dixie Daredevils play jazz at Lock, Stock, and Barrel in Decatur Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock. There's lots more, but that's what we've got in our calendar. So no excuse not to go out and see and hear some music live this weekend, including tonight with the Honey Dewdrops. I'm Kevin Kelly. This is Live and Local. Laura Wortman and Kagi Parrish are the Honey Dewdrops. What do we got next?
I think we're going to do the first song that we ever wrote together. It's a song called Don't Leave Me Here. Here goes nothing.
All right. Live on Live and Local.
They say Hattie, sweet as honeysuckle, live a life under the shade. She come on down from Memphis. Slow march as the fire began to fade. On the table, a book of dreams, the colors all faded. Country radio from the bedroom crackling low. On her hands the cracks and wrinkles are a map to places she knows and is bound to go. I felt the arms of the mother in the back of the car, dreaming on the sides of the road, watching in the light of the passing cars, gently feeling where we've been, where we are. On the table, a book of dreams, the colors all faded. Country radio from the bedroom, crackling low. On her hands, the cracks and wrinkles are mad. To the places she knows and is bound to go. On the table, the book of dreams, the colors all faded. Country radio from the bedroom, crackling low. On her hands, the cracks and wrinkles are bad. To the places she knows and is bound to go.
Laura Wortman and Keke Parrish, they're the Honey Dewdrops from Virginia, and they're going to be at the Champaign Public Library tonight at 7 o'clock. For more information on the Champaign Public Library concert series, go to champaign.org, and of course all the other offerings at the library, which are voluminous. And for more information on the Honey Dewdrops, it's thehoneydewdrops.com. And really, thank you for stopping in today and giving us a preview of your show tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's been a privilege to hear you. You really sound terrific. I love the vocals. I love the intonation.
Thank you.
Nice guitar work. And all the hard work shows, that's for sure.
Thank you so much.
It's been a real treat. And hope you all enjoyed it here on Live and Local on tomorrow's show. Who are we going to have on tomorrow's show? I actually don't remember, and I didn't write it down. Well, it'll be a surprise to all of us. Hope you'll tune in tomorrow from 12 to 1. This is Illinois Public Media, WYNL-FM, and HD1 and HD2 Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville. WYNL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. And we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 2 to 6 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is at thecorkscrew.com. I'm Kevin Kelly for Live and Local, and I thought we'd go out in honor of your win on a Prairie Home Companion in 2008 in their talent show. I thought we'd hear the house band from that show called the Guys All-Star Shoe Band. Thanks for listening.